A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Joining me in the studio is Neil Humphreys, columnist for the New Paper, as well as author, humorist. And we are going to now move into our Beautiful Places segment. Neil, we have a place that maybe a lot of people haven't really explored in Singapore because it's a relatively new place.
That's right. And it's a place that has brought me personally, Glenn, both pleasure and pain. I'll talk about the pleasure first, then you can kind of guess the place, and then I'll talk a bit about the pain. The pleasure first, I'm going to lead into where it is. It's a good place to see otters. It's arguably the best place, the most regular place to see our beautiful Marina otter family, there's a clue, in Singapore. And I was making a short video there with my daughter, funnily enough, about otters in Singapore. This is a true story. And we were at this place and I spotted them and I started running. Now, I had a very, shall we say, eccentric cameraman, a freelance cameraman, who was doing his camera work. I had a little GoPro on one of those, I call them Segways, but they're not. You know the one-wheel things that people have?
Right.
Where they have
put your feet on either side.
That's the one. He was on one of these. So I'm saying...
Shooting.
Yeah, shooting. So I'm saying to him, the otters are there, the otters are there. And he's doing a man-man-lai, you know, slow down in Mandarin. I said, not man-man-lai, quite the end, faster, faster, over there. And oh my God, it turned into the Cirque du Soleil. I'm running around going to the left. My daughter's running to the right. This got this guy with the camera in the middle on this one. We're going, I'm no, quite the end. Speed up. Run faster. Otter, where? And people were gathering to watch this farce play out, right? We looked like we were auditioning for the Cirque du Soleil. But we saw the otters. It is the best place to see otters. And yes, it is called Gardens by the Bay East.
Now, this is a relatively new park for Singapore, just a few years old.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm a big fan of it. The first time I really explored it is, as I say, when I saw the otters. That was the pleasure part, because it's a great place to see otters regularly, because it's quiet, because it doesn't get that much foot traffic. The other time was when I was running in the NTUC Income Eco Run, because it's a very popular destination for runs, like the Eco Run, because the views are spectacular, and it's so peaceful and quiet and
green. It connects to East Coast Park from
downtown.
Exactly
right, and it makes a beautiful circuit. So I did it last year. I was an Eco Run ambassador, and I ran from the F1 area through, as you mentioned there, Tung Jong Ru, and then I come around to Gardens by the Bay East. And I'm thinking, this place is staggering. This place is beautiful. It's so quiet. You've got otters there. You can hear the birds singing. And then my knee went, what are you doing? You can't run this far. What are you doing? My knee started talking to me. This was after about 7 kilometers.
You didn't check with your body first?
No. Before? And the knee said, what are you doing? You can't run this far. So my knee just exploded at Gardens by the Bay East.
No.
So two things happened. One, that was when I fell in love with Gardens by the Bay East, because I had this spectacular view, because I had time. I couldn't run. So I was walking. And I thought, I'm an eco-run ambassador. I can't be seen to be walking, right? So I thought, I know. I'll take a breather at Gardens by the Bay East. I will nurse and massage the back of my knee. I will watch the otters. I will savour the wildlife. I will watch the fish leaping from the reservoir. And then just before the finish line, I'll start running again. And it will look like I was running the whole course. So that was me as an eco-runner ambassador. But it's also when I developed a love and appreciation for Gardens by the Bay East. It is a hidden gem because everybody goes to the other side,
right,
you know, where the flower places are. And they're great, and you've got some food outlets there and a Singapore Flyer. But if you go Gardens by the East, it's only small. It's about 32 hectares, 79 acres in old money. It's a 2 kilometre promenade, frontage, that borders Marina Reservoir. I like it for the same reason the otters like it. Not many people there. It's quiet. It's breezy. It's green. It's peaceful. It's been in the news. It's been in the news this week, actually, because it's just been announced that MRT are going to build a new train station there,
right,
the Thompson East Coast Line. Mm-hmm. They're going to put a new station in the middle at Gardens by the Bay East called Founders, temporarily called Founders Memorial Station. This has caused a bit of an uproar because people are saying, it's too pro-government, you're promoting our modern founders, Founders Memorial, it sounds too political. I'm saying this, Glenn, completely objectively. Firstly, I don't have a big issue with the name Founders Memorial Station. It sounds perfectly fine to me.
Sure.
Secondly, If it's where it looks like it's going to be, which is right in the heart of the garden, it's not going to disturb what is secondary forest anyway. It's built on reclaimed land.
Sure.
So it's not like they're knocking down a 1,000-year-old forest. It wasn't there 10 years ago. That's the second point. The third thing is, if it brings more families to that area to A, appreciate the serenity of the garden, but B, to see Founders Memorial, then I'm all for that. The thing I find interesting now, Glenn, is they're saying, oh, it shouldn't be called Founders Memorial, it's too political, they should call it something else, something more neutral. So they have proposed names for this station at Gardens by the Bay East.
And what are they?
Oh, there's all kinds, but I've got one already. My one won't be beaten. Mine is Otters by the Bay. That's my name for this station, Otters by the Bay. I'm starting the campaign right now on Money FM, hashtag Otters by the Bay. Neil Humphries is going to get in touch with NParks, URA, everybody else. Otters by the Bay. It will bring tourists and Singaporeans all around the world to that station. Otters by the Bay, brackets, also Founders Memorial.
You know, you may not know because you were too busy running on your very exciting NTUC run when you were there, but there is a great little restaurant and there's a coffee place too, right underneath the Benjamin Shears Bridge.
Yes, there
is. Right there on Tanjung Rhu and the intersection. It's called Kontiki after the famous boat and the famous journey. But it's a great spot to go and sit, not only obviously to take in the sights and the sounds, but also when there are fireworks happening. And that whole Gardens by the Bay East Park is a wonderful place to watch fireworks. And I would imagine once they get that MRT station in there, it's going to be a very popular place for people to go.
Yeah.
Take some of the pressure off the downtown core when it comes
absolutely
to fireworks.
And well, that's one thing, but also to take pressure off the other side of Gardens by the Bay, which does get serious foot traffic. And
over by the barrage.
That's right. Marina Barrage and those flower domes, the two flower domes. And I look at it from an environmental, ecological point of view, which is there has been, as there always will be, one or two unfortunate interactions between otters and humans where they've got too close together and, you know, one has foolishly tried to feed the other and the other one's got confused. You know, don't interact, admire them from afar, take your photographs, but don't get too close and so on. And all those interactions, those unfortunate interactions where they've got too close, have all happened on the Marina Barrage side, the Flower Dome side, west side, if you like. Because that's where most of the tourists and visitors and walkers and runners go. And that's why, coincidentally, why the otters are often found on the other side, east, because they get a little bit of peace. Yeah. So it would be nice if we could spread out that traffic a little bit so the otters and the other wildlife get a little bit of tranquility, shall we say, on both sides of the reservoir. So I'm hoping that, apart from people visiting what is a wonderful place, if you can just spread the traffic to wider areas across Marina Reservoir, then that's better for everybody.
For at least for the next couple of years, there is still quite a lot of construction going on there for the MRT. So it's not quite the peaceful place
that's unfortunate.
That we would like it to be at the moment, but all for the greater good, I guess, when they
finally finish the MRT. But it's still open, isn't it? The little part, artery on the East Coast.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful promenade that gets completely neglected because, as you mentioned, you'll get your visitors, they'll go to the flower domes and they'll walk up maybe as far as Marina Barrage, and then they U-turn and go back. Because if you look at Marina Barrage, it's not always clear that you can actually even go the other,
go the other side
because there's nothing really there.
Yeah.
And I've written in one of my books that I believe, objectively, that that side of Marina Bay and that area generally has the best views of the Singapore skyline.
By far.
And as someone who is a tight backside Singaporean, I like my cheap. It's free views. It's free views. You don't have to go to the top of Marina Bay Sands. You don't have to go on the Singapore Flyer. It's free. And I always say the same thing to visitors. Yes, they want to go on the Flyer and MBS. That's fine. But if you want the best view, go to Gardens by the Bay East. And this is why. Firstly, it's the only view where you will see everything. If you're on the Flyer, you can't see the Flyer. If you're on MBS, you can't see MBS. So it's got the complete panoramic view. If you've got a really fancy camera, you can go all the way around and get the sea in there and everything else. You'll see the otters. You'll see the wildlife. And most of all, it's free. That's the best thing about it. Get to Gardens by the Bay. It's free.
All right. Neil Humphries, thank you very much for your inspired interview and that Singapore story that we've just had.
Otters by the Bay. You've heard it here first.
You're listening to Money FM.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.